Jonathan.
Brian, Noel.
I believe that habits that drive introspection can be some of the greatest habits you can form to increase focus and reduce mental health issues.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So you're not walking through like a forest in the dark, running into trees blind.
Yeah.
Because when you look inward, maybe you can actually learn about yourself.
Yep. And what's one habit that helps drive introspection the most?
I think journaling does pretty good.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's so effective we should talk about it because we've got four.
Four.
Amazing.
That's right.
Reasons.
Journaling will change your life.
Yeah.
And what I love about journaling is it's probably one of the most accessible forms of clarity and helping with mental health. All you need is a pencil and a piece of paper.
You mean pen and paper is cheaper than pill and therapist?
Yes. Very much so.
I dig that for sure.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's just hop in.
Let's do it.
I'm Jonathan Noel.
And I'm Brian Noel.
This is the Focus Cast,
where we help you remove distractions,
increase focus,
so you can live a life with intention. Bro, today we're covering four ways journaling will change your life.
Okay.
So let's jump in. What's the first?
Journaling provides a structured way to release pent-up emotions.
Oh, man. You mean we got pent-up emotions?
I mean, you know. Maybe you know a couple of enlightened gurus.
That have no stress, no anxiety.
That have no stress, no emotion, because they have no attachments to anything. But most people do have attachments.
Yes.
And they have emotions.
Yes.
People typically can grapple with stress, anxiety, and emotional turmoil.
Yeah. From whatever, work, life, family, relationships, circumstances,
or
illnesses.
Yep.
And all the above.
Yep. Or it's usually a combination of quite a few factors.
Yeah. One thing that we can conclude is that life is no walk in the park.
Right. Well, at least not right now.
No. I don't know if it ever has been.
I don't know either.
I think the struggles are just always pretty different, but...
Yeah. Depending on the time period.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. You see on those travel channels where, like, the old dudes in the highlands of Greece or something, or Sardinia... They're just out there picking their wild grapes and olives, chilling, eating goat's cheese.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That looks like a nice life.
Yeah, but do they prune the vines and get up early and tend to the goats?
Oh, yeah.
Goats are pretty low maintenance.
That's different, though.
Grass is always greener, bro. That farm life is no joke. The fence is always breaking.
That's true.
The goats are always...
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck goats do, but whatever.
The goats are always...
Getting out.
Bleating. What are they? Anyway. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I've never done it, so I can't say if it's easier.
Yeah.
Solution.
Yeah.
So you've got stress, anxiety, emotional turmoil.
Yep.
Let's write it down.
Write it down.
Release it. Get it out.
Yep.
You know? Journaling provides a structured way to release pent-up emotions and reduce stress.
Yeah, I love this. A study published in Psychology Science found that expressive writing, such as journaling, can reduce anxiety and improve overall mental health well-being, right? So it's like physically writing it down. It's the same thing as writing down your goals, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about in that episode of goals that writing down your goals increases the likelihood that you'll accomplish those goals by, like, it was something crazy. I think it was like 80%. I don't know, something wild. If you write it down every day. But just imagine, like, if you write down your stress every day. I didn't find this in the research, and but what percentage does your anxiety go down if you write down those anxieties every day? I don't know.
And how do you quantify that? But
according to the study, it does say that it reduces anxiety and improves overall mental health. That's what they found.
Well, I think that's enough reason to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the biggest components there is just... You take all this abstract, random anxiety and you take the time to articulate it,
yeah,
why are you anxious? Why are you stressed? And I think just that alone, being able to articulate it and then obviously writing it down, but that forces you to be able to put it in sentence form.
Exactly.
I think that helps a lot.
Because when you're journaling, let's say you're feeling whatever it may be,
yeah,
a concoction of emotions.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there, I'm not just going to open up my journal and write, I feel like, and start making squiggles.
Yeah.
You know, even that's even if that's what you feel like.
Yeah.
It makes you
yeah.
put it down in sentences.
Yeah.
You know, in a way that you can understand it.
Yeah.
Because you're not just going to write, I feel like blah, fuck it, and then close it, and you're done. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do that.
No.
Like, I feel like this. I think it's because of this. Maybe it's not. But yeah, you get it out. It makes you articulate it.
Yeah. I think it's pretty neat. Release those pent-up emotions.
How long have you been journaling?
You know, I've journaled off and on. Yeah. I can't sit here and say I've journaled
religiously,
religiously every day for a decade. I was reading a book by Tim Ferriss,
mm-hmm.
and he said, this is amazing. Now, he also is like a goat.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I've journaled how I feel physically every day for decades.
Wow.
And he can go back and see how did I feel when I was 27 and mm-hmm. see exactly what he was eating and his sleep habits and his exercise habits.
Yep.
It's pretty wild. But yeah, I've journaled off and on for years
yeah.
and years. Sometimes I go hardcore into it and then I'll, you know, a couple months will go by. But yeah, so I would say off and on for 10 years.
Mm, nice.
I mean, I journaled a lot when I was in middle school and I was super depressed in the form of anger poetry.
Nice. Those and are great lyrics.
I have like 300 of those. I really do.
You should sell them as like a ghostwriter for punk bands.
I mean, they're pretty. I'm not still great at grammar, but the grammar is just like.
Well, you'll proofread them. Anyway, all right. So number one, it provides a structured way to release pent up energy. What's number two, bro?
Journaling encourages self reflection. Mm. So, like I said in the intro, I believe habits that drive introspection. So just thinking about who we are, right? So the problem is it's common to feel overwhelmed and lack clarity about one's emotions and thoughts. Like sometimes we're just so overwhelmed, we don't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much happening. It's like we're just blaming one thing, you know? It's like
yeah.
my boss sucks or my spouse is obnoxious.
And a lot of times you end up frustrated or angry about something. It's not actually what it's about.
Right.
You know, we've talked about this.
Yeah. It's something way deeper.
Way back when, you know, one of your siblings pushed you down the stairs and you felt betrayed.
Yes.
Some shit like that.
When your spouse is like, hey, you forgot to take out the trash again and you punch a hole in the wall. It might be something deeper.
Right. And if you write it down enough times and you might realize, oh, I'm not actually mad that, you know, my order came out wrong at the taco restaurant.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Right.
That you stubbed your toe and you smashed your whole garage.
Yeah.
Might be something else. But if you sit down and write it enough times, it hopefully will become clear to you that it's something deeper.
Yeah. And that's the goal, right? Because journaling
yeah.
encourages self-reflection and helps individuals gain clarity about who they are, those experiences, and those emotions. And it's like, it's funny, you know, we talk about like, you know, it's classic in our culture, like men are sad or mad or glad, you know. But if you kind of think about like, there's a difference between like hopelessness and what's it called? When someone dies, you grieve. There's a
yeah.
difference between hopelessness and grieving.
No, for sure.
Those are very two different forms of sad.
Mm-hmm.
So like understanding, you know, maybe you know, a parent died last year and you were busy and you had to, you know, clear their estate and sell their house and sell their car and argue with the siblings. And
yeah.
a year goes by and you just didn't even get to you didn't even get to grieve.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden you're just like, why am I so quote sad? And it's like, well, you're finally just getting to grieve, you know?
100%.
But sitting down.
That's a very real world example.
Exactly. Writing that. Or another example is you had a really promising job. You loved that job and you got fired. And then you had to go get a new job and new environment, and you had to work through that with your family, and it was very stressful, and you weren't sure gonna, and then a year goes by in this new job, and you never really got to grieve, you know, or just process the emotions of being fired.
Yeah.
And your body's like, finally, like, you're at a place of safety.
Exactly.
So then
you're out of fight or flight.
Yep.
So then you can actually start releasing.
Yeah. And a lot of times that never, it usually doesn't occur, because a lot of times traumatic events cause action, which then put us in a fight or flight state that can last months. So journaling just allows us to process those things, articulate those things, be self-reflective, and write that shit down.
Yeah. I've had a couple of journals.
Yeah.
I had one on a laptop that's gone. That's just an old laptop that got stolen, actually. And then I started another one. That one's gone because it was digital. And now I have my first hard copy, one where I physically write it.
Nice.
And it's only been a couple months.
Nice.
And it's funny, we're doing this episode. I didn't know we were doing this episode a couple months ago when I started it.
Yeah.
But yes, you get the chronological things too. You can see where you were, where you're at, and you just get to write it down. It's amazing.
Yeah. I love it.
So,
what's number three, bro, of our four ways journaling can change your life?
Oh my gosh.
What's the third?
Four journaling hacks. Journaling can stimulate creative thinking.
All right. All right.
So, when facing challenges, people often struggle to find effective solutions.
Yeah, because it's so funny. Stress puts you in the amygdala, not the prefrontal cortex, which then makes you not as creative.
Yeah. So, regular journaling can stimulate creative thinking and problem solving by allowing individuals to brainstorm and analyze issues.
Ooh. Yeah.
And here's the reference. A study from Journal of Experimental Psychology suggests that writing about problems can lead to increased cognitive flexibility and improved problem-solving skills.
Schwalklein and Bowles.
Nice.
2001.
Which makes sense, all right? Yeah. You've got a bunch of shit swirling around in your head. It's hard to be creative.
Yeah.
You know, if you're super stressed out and I say, bro, write a song. Write a song.
I'm so stressed out.
On guitar. Yeah, it might be the song. Was that Jack Black?
I'm really pissed off.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay my rent today.
And now I'm really pissed off. So, you know, it's hard to be creative when all the shit's swirling around your head.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it's different sections of the brain too, right? Because you've got part of the brain stores memories. Other parts of the brain is like logical and processing. That's why I love, as a strategist, when I'm in sessions, the first thing we do is we just extract and put it on different color sticky notes and put it in categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start looking at processes. Because then you can look at it all on the wall. Mm-hmm. And you can be like, oh, okay. I can see how these things relate. So you start looking for patterns. And then you can be creative around those very specific categories. So I think journaling's the same way, right?
Yeah.
You have all this information. Even if you're trying to start a business and you just got ideas. You know, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And you just start writing it down.
Yeah.
Write it all out. And then in your journal, you say, okay, cool. Let me cluster these things. And then you look at them and you say, what should I do first? Well, these things I'm really good at. Well, I should probably do those things first.
Yeah.
Right? But all that's going to happen. It's really hard to do all that in your head.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And keep track of your bills and your day job and your everything else going on. And
yeah.
So that's why it's nice to write it down.
It is so nice to write it down. Journaling increases creativity. Fourth, but not last in importance, journaling can interrupt the internal critical
internal critic.
Is that yes, what to it can interrupt the internal critic and increase self-compassion. So the problem is negative thought patterns and rumination can contribute to mental health issues. Many individuals struggle with self-criticism and lack self-compassion. So journaling helps because you can get that shit out of your head. You can get the critic out of your head and write that bitch down, which submitting that critic to the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally forcing that critic's mouth
onto the paper.
Onto the paper, and then your brain has space for the self-compassion voice to come in and say, you know what? You ain't that bad.
You know, you ain't too bad for a honky.
So the solution is journaling can interrupt negative thought cycles and reduce rumination, right? Obviously. That's been researched. This article, Adams, 2008, journaling with non-judgmental attitudes fosters self-compassion and self-esteem. So pretty interesting routine here.
Yeah.
As it relates to journaling, there's obviously a lot of different journal systems, and you can look them up and follow whatever systems you want.
Yeah.
You can try your own. Sometimes it is nice, literally, just to vomit.
Yep.
Just whatever's in your head, write it out. Mm-hmm. I know for me, especially before I went through my major rounds of therapy and struggled with disassociation and the manager screaming at me all the time in my disassociation, which I did a whole episode on disassociation. So if that made no sense, you go listen to that episode. But if I needed to take a fucking mental break, or mm-hmm. if I needed to go to sleep, there was a period of time where the only way I could really rest the mind was just to write out every single thought, phrase, idea, voice, statement down. Just write it down.
Was it even coherent? Just one after the other?
It didn't even matter. It didn't even matter. And I started keeping a piece of paper and a pencil by the bed. Mm. Because if I sit down and I forgot about it, I forgot something that I was supposed to do, or just something popped to my head, I just write it down. And it makes my sleep a million times better.
Nice.
So just always having that right next to the bed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't write anything down. I just go to sleep. But other times it's like, oh man, I forgot to do that. You know, and instead of opening my phone and setting a task or
getting blasted by the blue light and waking up again.
Yeah, and then going to Instagram, spending 45 minutes looking at stupid shit.
Yeah.
I just roll over, write it down, and then bam, it's out, bro. It's gone. So.
Nice. I think I've never, the self-compassion piece.
Yeah.
Maybe some people write negative things about themselves in their journal.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't think I ever have.
Because that's almost solidifying it even more. That sounds difficult to do from, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So.
I think writing a statement like, I feel like I'm not good enough.
Right.
Is different than writing down.
It's in your head.
You are not good enough.
In your head, you might be saying, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But are you actually going to write that in the journal? Maybe some people are.
When I was in middle school, I would write things like that down.
I'm just thinking out loud now.
No, I agree with you. But as an adult, I think being intentional around, again, that difference between...
I feel like shit, not I am a piece of shit.
I feel like I'm not good enough versus I'm not good enough.
Yes.
Because then you can write down, why do I not feel good enough?
Exactly.
Why do I feel like I'm not enough? Who am I not enough to?
Yeah.
How long have I felt like I'm not good enough?
Exactly. When did this start?
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
What happened? Why?
And I think with anything else, right, it's our intention. If your intention of journaling is to solidify the critic and be as depressed as possible.
That's true too.
Then you can write down, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Over and over again. You can spray paint it on the walls and read it every morning when you wake up.
Yeah, I guess I was just legitimately thinking out loud.
Yeah, no, I agree with
you.
But if your intention is you want to...
Right. Your intention is, why do I feel this way? Not, I am this.
Right. Yeah.
Where did this come from? Why, basically.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's great. I've had a couple of... in my entries, it's only been a couple months, but that were just like you said, you just kind of start going.
Yeah.
You just got to get it out. And some are more intentional.
Yeah.
And then, but it's great to go back and look.
Yeah.
Okay. I've already grown. I've already learned this. I've already, mm-hmm. my perspective has already changed this much.
Yeah.
I've already grown this much in clarity.
Yep.
And when you're in it, it might feel like nothing's happening. That's one thing about, like, it's your life. It feels slow.
Yeah.
It feels like nothing's going on. But then you go look at your journal and you're like, oh, it's only 4 months ago that I was whatever. I hated my job or I didn't do this. And now I'm over here.
Yep.
Yeah. You need a little reminder.
Mm. Yeah, it's good.
It's nice to have reminders that you're moving forward.
Yeah, having smart goals and then celebrating the wins.
So
we don't celebrate the wins. Yeah, and I think last but not least, just, you know, we talked about reducing procrastination in the last episode,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you brought up the quote from the podcast we heard, like, just start with flossing one tooth, you know, even if it's literally just writing down a phrase, you know, today I learned this, or
I'm going to start journaling today. Today that's your very first good. Journal entry.
Yeah, I'm going to start journaling. Even if the next day is, I'm still going to journal. I'm still going to journal. Because yeah. back to that point, you're just creating that habit of at some point during the day, you're going to write something down. Mm. So it's just, you don't have to, you know, the times that I first started journaling and I would start and stop, you know, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to have a journal system and I'm going to write down my mood and the weather and all this kind of stuff. And we'd do a goal progress check and all that kind of stuff. It was like 7 pages.
Yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later, I stopped doing it versus just like, I'm going to write whatever the fuck I want to write. And
yeah.
if it's 2 sentences or if it's 3 pages, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to write today.
Mm. I do like, though, every day hopping in and just writing, I'm going to journal today.
Yeah.
Because maybe some stuff will come out of you that you weren't expecting.
Yeah.
Maybe not. No expectations. It doesn't have to be some amazing, people are going to write books about me when they find my journal in the ashes kind of journal.
Yeah.
You know, that's not really.
Yeah.
But giving yourself more opportunities to get it out.
Yeah. Because I think that's good.
It's easy to. Same thing like before with procrastinating or just not making it a habit.
Yeah.
It's easy for like 3 months to go by.
Yeah.
So there you go. Tonight, I'm going to write in my journal. I'm journaling today. Maybe I'll write more. Maybe I won't. Depends on how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Sweet, bro. I think that's it.
Let's roll.
So go to our link and buy our patented journal experience.
The Focus Cast Journal.
The Focus Journal.